Welcome to the Diabolical 7, it's Entertainment Talks podcast for Gen V on Amazon Prime Video. I'm your host Matthew, and it's time to, come back to the show and do our Season 2 preview podcast. I just got done watching, I think there's two trailers, I've seen them before but wanted a refresher, so I thought I'd pop those on, see what was going on with that, and then hop on here to do a preview podcast. So the show comes back next week. It is today the 11th of September, and we get the season premiere on the 17th, so I think that's like just under a week. We'll be starting with three episodes, so I'll probably watch two in the immediate time when they come out, and then the next one later that same day, and then do a podcast. We've got, it looks like, eight episodes in total. At least that's what Google's telling me. That sounds about right. That's usually what we get with these shows. And we will see what goes on with the season. Gen V, which debuted in 2023. So it seems now that they're, rotating, The Boys and Gen V. Of course, The Boys has got one more season. Then we could probably get some other The Boys spin-offs. And then this is going to probably continue for, I imagine, a couple of seasons. Let's talk about my, excitement, expectations. That's usually a good way to start off a preview. I have been, in the back of my mind, kind of excited for this show. I was very impressed with season one. Granted, I think it took a couple of episodes to get going and to find its feet. But that's, kind of new for a brand new show. And new for, a spin-off of a popular show starts. It gets compared to the other one. Etc., which I was also kind of doing that same thing. But I remember around about the middle of the season, I started really, really enjoying season one. Covered that weekly pretty much as well. I really enjoyed that. Took me a minute to get used to, the new characters, what they're about, what their powers are, how it relates to the main world of The Boys and the crossovers, because they're in the same, world. They're on the same Earth, at least at the moment. And I also just feel, I do genuinely think that, The Boys must have been last year. Yeah, because that would have been 2024, now this one for 2025. I think in one season, including The Boys' follow-up season four, so the one that took place the next year, I think within one season this became better than The Boys. I remember a few of the opinions I had, which was like, in The Boys, the violence had gotten to, and I mean, it was always kind of senseless in a way, like, people being exploded, that obviously always happened regularly and that kind of thing. But that sort of happening, and then like other stuff, and it felt like it started to become not parody of itself, but it just got a bit too carried away with that. Whereas, okay, big violent, exploding things would happen in Gen V, but it felt like it had more of a purpose when it happened, and I immediately felt better about that with the show, and it made me like the show a lot more. Like, I'm not here to watch, not that it was near like a Sharknado level, although sometimes The Boys can lean near that. It just felt like when Gen V did it, it just did it better. It just did it better overall. I thought the show itself was better than The Boys, though, at, pretty much like the middle of the season. And certainly by the end of the first season, I just got a lot better, got to grips with it a lot better and a lot easier than what I did with The Boys. I'm looking forward definitely much more to Gen V season 2 than I am for the next season of The Boys. But with The Boys, it's like, okay, the next season is the last one, and I think it's time to, time to wrap it up, so to speak. So I'm looking forward to seeing how we do follow up with our sophomore season, and I'm really kind of hoping that we don't have a sophomore slump, because that can be a little bit of a thing in television. But based on, the 4 minutes or so in total that I just saw for season two, it looks like they've got at least an interesting idea to go into. How those ideas pan out, how good the writing is and everything else, I'm not sure. But even based on like the end of Gen V season one, and then what The Boys season four did with those story parts afterwards, I still felt like it left Gen V in a very interesting place to follow up with the momentum of season one. So I felt quite good about that. So I'm looking forward to it. It's just there's a lot of things, you know, going on, a lot of things coming out, and it hasn't been on the forefront of my mind. In fact, I kind of looked at the calendar a minute ago, because I was planning on doing this preview next week, because I thought it was in 2 weeks. I was like, no, I can't do a preview next week because the show starts next week. So kind of jumping on here a little bit suddenly, I suppose. But it got to that point where I was like, oh, it's a month away. I'll do it next week or something, and now it starts next week. So but I'm glad it's finally back. I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with the season, where they take these characters, how they still continue to handle things like the violence, if it does kind of like, you know, go track and that kind of thing. So I'm looking forward to seeing where that goes, of course, where we end the season. I know it's jumping ahead a little bit, but still, so let's see where that goes. So yeah, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. I do have that sophomore slump thing in my mind of thinking, okay, don't try not to, like, because a lot of shows do that as well, right? The sort of, oh, season one was really great, then it dropped off after that. There's a few shows that do that. I'm really hoping that this doesn't do that. And I feel like within about the first, well, seeing as we do get the first three episodes in one chunk, I think that will give us, and I'm kind of glad, even though that's a lot at once, I'm kind of glad we're getting that all at once, because I think it will give us an early barometer of how good the season's going to be. Because one thing the show's going to need to do very quickly, because there is also changes, and we'll talk about those very tragic changes in a minute, but it's gonna need to do the thing again, which shows need to do nowadays, is, okay, we've been away for 2 years, we remember what happened, but just, you know, remind us, and then getting your feet settled as quickly as possible. Like, how long is it going to take the season to get going? Once it gets going, how is that momentum going to be? Like, the pacing and things like that. Because even if you, let's say, open episode one with, like, an action set piece, and you go, yeah, we're back, and then you kind of grind to a halt, maybe, there's different ways that you can handle the momentum and the pacing of the season. And I do think, I have a feeling that after these first three episodes, we'll know if this season is going to be good. Because with season one, it was, okay, we know what this world and, you know, this franchise is capable of. But it was a, you know, new thing and all that kind of stuff, and we didn't really know the pedigree of this show. Because spin-offs have come out from, you know, other shows and have been nowhere near as good and all that sort of thing. But I think now that we know what the show is capable of, I think it's simply a case, and I feel like only second seasons have a problem with this, because once you maybe get to your third season of a show, I don't remember that being as much of an issue with shows. It's really that kind of, okay, if you've had a really great first season, which this did, how are you handling the start of your second season? And again, that depends on where you left off. How long is it going to take you to get, like, to resolve your kind of cliffhanger? And then kind of get, you know, whether you need to get back on track, per se, we'll have to wait and see. So I think the pacing and the momentum, not necessarily, you know, the structure and the flow of the episodes, but the pacing and the momentum of the start of season two, I think, is going to be very important and very interesting. I have confidence that they can do it. It's just, there's that bit in the back of my mind going, like, okay, what about if it starts a bit too slow and it loses a bit of its momentum and it kind of, like, comes back and it's a bit you know, is it gonna, and it, we only have 8 episodes, so once, like, the first, once that first, you know, week has gone, and with the first 3 episodes, we are almost halfway through, and if it doesn't, like, if those 3 episodes don't sort of click, how's that going to make, you know, or particularly me, or how's it going to make everybody feel? And I don't know. So, but yeah, I remember with the first season, the first 4 episodes, I was like, okay, this is, it's all right, it's not great. And then something about, like, the 5th to 8th episodes, just, that's when it really started just, like, picking up and getting really good. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm just curious to see kind of how quickly we can take off. But maybe it kicks off from minute one and it doesn't stop until the end of the eighth episode. I hope that that's the case. I think this show is capable of doing that, so I have to wait and see. Before we do get into more serious things as well, because we do have something very unfortunate, very sad to talk about, and then obviously other things as well, I think it's a good opportunity to take a break, come back, and keep talking about Gen V Season 2. See you in a minute. Hi there, if you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system which is usually in the bottom right hand corner to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show. Alright, back with the second half of the podcast. Let's continue talking about Gen V Season 2. We can talk more character-specific stuff and obviously talk about the tragic event that happened off-season or in between seasons, and also just other things as well. So unfortunately, I believe his name is Chance Perdomo, excuse me if I've mispronounced his name, played Andre Anderson in the first season. A very, very important character, very big character for the show. That was the one that had, I think it was like a Magneto-esque powers. He could control metal. I don't think it was full telekinesis. I think it was metal that he could control. I thought it was a brilliant character, although I liked most of the characters in the show. But it was obviously one that stood out. Now, unfortunately, Chance himself passed away in between seasons. I can't remember if it was before or after The Boys Season 4, but it was between Seasons 1 and 2, and they decided to write the character out of the show. His dad was in the trailer talking about his son as well. It looks like they've, you know, killed him off in the show, so maybe we'll find out more about, you know, what's going on there, see how they use that storyline. If I remember correctly, because it was actually a while ago, wasn't it? Probably at least about a year ago since Chance passed away. It's from a motorbike accident, I think it was. So it was very, you know, very unfortunate, very tragic, and we'll miss him a lot in the season. Not just obviously the character, but the person as well. I think he was quite young. How old was he? 1996. So he would have been, is it 19? Something like that. 19, I've done my maths completely wrong. It was 30th of March 2024, aged 27 years old, born 20th October 1996. I just got that wrong slightly there, so apologies for that. But yeah, 27 years old, obviously far, far, far too young. He's younger than I am, so it does feel strange when that kind of thing happens. But yeah, it says here, is Gen V replacing Chance? It says Gen V Season 2 will move forward without replacing Chance Perdomo's Andre Anderson. Following the actor's sudden death in March 2024 from a motorcycle accident, the show's producers, in a joint Twitter statement, confirmed that Andre Anderson will not be recast. I'm going to give an opinion which might be a little bit unpopular in a certain way. Not about him. I think he was a nice person and all that, and brilliant actor, and I enjoyed the character a lot. I know it's difficult to recast people, even in like more ordinary circumstances. If like an actor bows out of a show, or something else happens, or they have to be written out for some reason, and any reason that doesn't involve a death particularly, even then it's difficult to recast people. I think sometimes with big characters, because obviously Andre is a very big character for the show. Now, while it might be... Now, while I personally understand that if someone says, like, hey, do you want to be the recasted person for this character whose actor has passed away? While I understand that that might be, an odd thing to do, I personally find it a bit odd, but, like you're replacing somebody who's passed away, it is a bit strange. I think when it comes to really big characters, because I still feel this way about Chadwick Boseman's T'Challa as well. Obviously, that left a big... That just reminded me of that kind of thing as well. I know that was from Cancer. It was very different, but still was a massive person and character for that, obviously for the MCU and for Black Panther series. But and I don't know if there's any like contractual stuff, like you can't recast certain people, but I think with both of those cases it was, we'll pay respects and we'll move on without the character. Because it would be curious to see how they write him out. And there was obviously a bit in the trailer where his dad's like, hey, tell me about what happened to my son. At least I think that was his dad, because he looked like his dad from season one, and he's talking about his son, so I'm assuming it's the same person. Now, if I remember correctly, his dad himself was ill at one point, and I remember people bringing up, like, okay, you've chosen to write him out, how are you going to do it? And I remember people coming up with the idea that, okay, what about if there's some... I can't remember if what his dad had in the show was genetic, if they write it in a way where that was genetic, he got the same thing. I can't remember what the illness actually was, but we'll remember when the show comes back. And he gets the same thing, and then that causes him to pass away. Well, his dad is looking a lot better than when we last saw him. So I wonder if they've maybe written it that, like, his dad has a recovery, which I guess is possible. I don't remember it being something that was terminal, particularly. I just remember him being in a hospital bed and Andre being next to him. I wonder if they'll kind of reverse it where Andre got... And it doesn't even have to be the same illness. It could be that they could, kill him in any sort of way. Maybe they'll do a flashback or something, but a flashback where he's like off screen or something. But they have it where his dad survives, and then Andre like passes away in the show, but it doesn't have to be from the same thing. Very curious to see how they handle it, but I have trust that they'll be able to do the right thing there. I'm not saying his dad can replace the character, because like that's a very different bit of a thing, but you can make shift something out of that, I think, if you don't kill off his dad. And I think that's the only opportunity you've given yourself. Again, I know it might not always make sense, might not always be the right thing to do, but I kind of think they should have recast him. I feel the same way with Chadwick. Now, while Chadwick was like incredible in the role of T'Challa, Black Panther, I think they should have recast him as well. I know it's not easy, it's not a comfortable thing necessarily, but it's just like if Andre was more of a side character, while it would still be obviously very sad and very tragic that he had to pass away, if it was a character that you wouldn't really miss on screen, I don't think it would matter as much. Like if he was more of a side character, or even someone that just wasn't a main character. Like, he was one of the main... Like, where you've got Marie, Jordan, Andre, Kate, Emma, and Luke. Obviously, Luke died in, what was it, the first episode. Where you... And Sam, where you've got that, like, core group of the teenagers. Like, he was one of the main ones of that. So, I think he's going to be missed. I just hope it doesn't feel like a hole in the show where it's sort of, you really know. You'll notice the character's absence, but I hope it doesn't, like, damage the story too much and all that. Again, I get it. You want to be respectful and all that kind of thing. But I still think he should have been recast as, I don't know who else off the top of my head could have done it. There's plenty of people, but, Yeah, it's we'll see how they handle it. I'm curious on the, because my personal assumption at the time was, okay, they'll write his dad out and Andre out in, I don't know in what way, but they'll take both of them out of the show. But I would rather have, because obviously, you know, Chance being in the show is not an option, but if it was a case of, okay, you are gonna write out Andre, you're not gonna recast him, but you're going to keep it, you're going to do a little reverse, whatever it is you're going to do, and you're going to keep his dad alive. I'd rather you keep his dad alive and do something with him rather than write out both of them. Who knows, maybe his dad dies from something completely different in episode 2. Maybe he, you can maybe see it going down the route of, he pokes his nose in somewhere, he asks the wrong question to somebody, because he's asking somebody about, like, tell me what happened to my son. We know how this world can kind of work. Like, maybe he asks the wrong question, maybe says the wrong thing to the wrong person, they flip out, and he could be exploded in episode 2 or something. We don't know. But I'd rather you keep his dad around than get rid of both of them. I think the preferable option still is you keep his dad around, you recast Andre, and then you can just continue that story. So, but they've chosen to not recast the character, and we have to respect what they've chosen for the show. What else do we want to talk about? So that was obviously a big talking point, but it's going to be sad to see him not in the show. I just wonder, yeah, what reason they're going to choose as to, like, okay, how he died. Did somebody specifically kill him? Because obviously if somebody specific killed him, then his dad, I assume, would go after that person if he finds that out. So we'll have to wait and see. But I assume they'll address that at some point in the first episode. So we'll see. A couple other things we've got is, of course, we had, I believe it was Sam and Kate, was it? C-A-T-E, not Kat. I think it was Kate, not Kat. They had kind of turned coat in season 1. They had been manipulated by the dark side, we could call it. Yes, it's not actually Star Wars, but they've been kind of manipulated by the dark side. And I remember Emma was in a relationship with Sam, and she had kind of lost him to, you know, that cause. I think it ended up being like Kate and Sam were like semi-working for Homelander, if I remember correctly. I just remember at the end of season 1, they're all locked in that, like, detention facility. There's even a shot where I think Emma's laying down on the floor and she's got like a, you know, one of them collars around her neck. I assume that's to stop her using her powers or something. So we'll see how they get out of that. Although I do remember some of the characters being... did they break out in The Boys season 4? I think I remember seeing a couple of, like, I think Kate was walking around doing a bit, you know, some bits and bobs. I think Sam was as well. I don't remember seeing... was Marie in the Boys season 4? I don't remember Emma, obviously Andre, or Marie being out and about in season 4. I do remember there was a scene somewhere in The Boys season 4 where Kate was walking around, because she was kind of like almost fully integrated into the bad team. So we'll see where that goes. And then you've got things like... it'll be interesting because, obviously, should I spoil The Boys season 4? I mean, you're going to find out in this season, I assume. Because if I remember rightly, Victoria, who's Claudia Dummett's character, was Maria's mum, if I remember. Because they had, like, the similar blood powers or whatever it was. Obviously, with Victoria being gone, which I assume will be at least referenced because it was a pretty big thing in The Boys season 4, particularly as one of our main characters is her daughter, at least if I remember that correctly. How that handles itself going forward, like, I'm not... It's going to be interesting because you do see a good few different cameos, or sorry, highlights of the boys' characters in these two trailers. You see the Deep for a little bit. What was his name? Black Noir is in this in one of these trailers for a little bit. You've also got... Who's Erin Moriarty's character? Her? She was, like, talking to, I think it was Marie or somebody for a little bit. Whether they'll go as far as showing... Because remember Homelander popped up in the season finale of season one. I don't know where the Billy was, because Billy ended up in a very, very particular place in the season four of The Boys. As well as, I think it was A-Train, like, ran off or something. Yeah, the Deep's hanging around doing something. So you'll clearly see some cameos from them, and I'm really, really looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to seeing just generally more crossovers, whether it's going to be in, you know, The Boys Season 5 as well, and in Gen V Season 2. I'm quite looking forward to seeing, you know, more character cameos. I think that's going to be good. But it feels this season like it might be more than just... Because I think it was more than cameos in Season 1. It was like more appearances in episodes, but it feels like it might be a bit more than that. It feels like we might get some of them in whole episodes, maybe, because there's more like planning and more involvement going on there, it seems, with some of those. So I'm genuinely looking forward to seeing that, and then obviously how that weaves into The Boys' final season next year as well. So what else do I want to talk about? We've got a new... Is there a new headmaster or something like that? There's some new shady guy who's running... Was it Godolkin University? I think it was called. And he's doing some weird stuff. He tries to put someone's hand in a blender. I don't think we know what powers he's got. If he's got powers, he probably has. It looks a little bit like some mind control stuff. Because there's a shot where the blonde woman with him... I'm not sure who she is. And... She didn't look like she looked like she was being a bit more mind controlled to put her hand into a blender. So maybe he's got like some mind control powers. Like, could be my guess. We did see Firecracker or whatever her name was for a brief bit. Obviously, she's probably going to be doing some news stuff. So, of course, these shows are very political as well. So we'll see how that goes. What else is there to talk about? I'm looking forward to the show being back. And see where we're at by the end of the third episode. I'll try to cover that. Well, I'll cover them all in the first episode back. I'll do them all in one podcast like I usually do. But we'll have to see how things go with that. And then we'll only have five episodes after that. I think it's September 17th is 3, and it ends 22nd of October. So it ends next month. Already, it's 11th of September and it ends on the 22nd, so they're not around for that long, these shows, because you come out with three episodes at once, which could be a good thing this season. We shall see. But there we go. That is Gen V Season 2. Let me just look through the cast list, see if I missed anybody. Indira, didn't she die? I thought she died. Got Professor Richard something. Remember, he died. I think he got burnt alive by Luke in the season. Someone called Liam. Yeah, then there's just some other side characters. So yeah, we'll see how it goes next week. That's pretty much... Yeah, there's pretty much the stuff I want to talk about for the podcast. That's like some... I know I didn't really do predictions per se, but I feel like it'd be better to do predictions maybe after the first three episodes. I think it's just going to be more about how we follow on from, obviously, in the end of season one, the whole detention center thing. How we deal with The Boys season four, and obviously everything with Victoria and that. How we deal with Andre's death and his father, and what's going on there. And then I guess we'll see if Sam and Kate can be pulled back to the good side. See if Emma can do any convincing. And then see what Maria gets up to. I'm also just looking forward generally again to, you know, seeing these characters use their powers. Their powers are very cool. If I can remember them all, I remember Emma could resize herself. Maria had like the blood cutting powers. What could Sam do? I can't remember. I remember there was the two Jordans. They could switch between male and female. So that was pretty cool. What could Kate do? Is it something to do with like... Wasn't that mind control? Because couldn't she... Wasn't it she touched people and controlled them in some sort of way? Remember she had a glove on by the end of the season. They also do talk about with Marie that she's going to get some sort of suit that might be really powerful. And she's like, oh, is it even more powerful than Homelander's? Not quite sure where they're going with that. Guess maybe because Victoria's gone, you'll have to work on making Marie more powerful. Because, I mean, again, as I said kind of before, the ultimate goal for both of these shows should be to kill Homelander. That's how you win the day, isn't it? By killing Homelander. And obviously Victoria was a very big, you know, villain of, or, you know, enemy of his or whatever. With her being gone, I mean, I know Billy's very determined to kill Homelander and that. We'll see how that's probably more of a Boys season 5, you know, finale type thing. Obviously I'm not expecting Homelander to die in this second season. I'm not expecting any of the Boys characters to die in the second season, because they wouldn't quite make sense for the final season of the Boys. But yeah, if it's something to do with like upgrading Maria in some way, obviously she's still very young, so have to wait and see. Anyway, that's what I've got for you for the season 2 preview of Gen V season 2. Starts next week. There'll be 3 episodes. It says that yes, those drop on the 17th. That is Wednesday. If that's Wednesday crossing over into Thursday night, I will watch 2 episodes on Thursday night, and then I'll watch 2 on Thursday night, and then probably later, I guess once I get home from work or whatever, watch the next episode. Because that will give me an opportunity to actually think about what happened in the 2 episodes. And then, get home probably on the Thursday the 18th. Watch the last one after I spent the day, you know, thinking about those 2 episodes. And then do 1 podcast for that. And then going forward, we'll probably just do, obviously it'll be the 1 a week. So probably the podcast on the night of the episode, if it works out that way. So that's the podcast plans. By the way, speaking of podcasts, please obviously subscribe to the Diabolical 7 feed or the main Entertainment Talk feed. I recommend the main one, then you'll get all of our podcasts. So you can do that. You can support us by, you know, telling people. Those who are excited for Gen V Season 2. There hasn't been like a ton of buzz for it. I hope it does do well, because that's important for the podcast. But it is a big show. Obviously, The Boys is one of like Amazon's biggest shows. I think Gen V did pretty well as well, so hopefully it does well when it comes back. So subscribe to the feed, check out the site. You can check out my coverage of previous episodes for season 1, like if you want my thoughts at the time at the end of season 1, I guess check out the last podcast or something that I did, if you want to do that. But let me know your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments. Did you almost forget that the show came back, or you've been excited for a while? Did you enjoy season 1? Are you hoping season 2 is good? What do you think they're going to do with Andre's character? What do you think is going to happen? And all those sorts of things. And let me know, do you think they made the right or the wrong choice with not recasting Andre for the show? What do you kind of think of that, and how that's going to go? Anyway, Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org, Twitter, social media, eTalk Your Care Entertainment Talk, and there's information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else we do on entertainmenttalk.org, TV, games, films, Monday night podcasts. I've got the United cast back this weekend, big Manchester derby away to Man City. We should be doing Breaking Bad possibly tomorrow, but guaranteed hopefully by Friday. There was just a small snafu with that today. Big gaming talk next week. We'll be doing one this week. Already did a couple of podcasts with my weapons review. That was really, really good to go and do. It's a new horror film that's out. Although if you're not interested in horror, I'd still recommend you see it. Did a couple of political talk podcasts recently, one talking about the whole hotel situation in the UK, and one episode focusing on the curious case of one Lucy Connolly, a very strange situation over there. Yeah, going forward, going to have Breaking Bad back, Gaming Talk, United Cast, Gen V, more film reviews. We're getting to that point in the year, aren't we, where things are getting busy. So, yeah, keep your eyes and ears out on entertainmenttalk.org and podcast platforms, Entertainment Talk for TV, games, films, Man United podcasts. But yeah, those will be the things going forward. Breaking Bad, Gen V, Gaming Talk, and United Cast. Kind of a good thing we do have one game a week, because we got knocked out of the cup. Anyway, yeah, check all that out. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers, ad-free podcasts, review options, look for that as well if you'd like to. TV and film news over on Geek Town, radio on Tuesdays. You can check out the episode from, I guess, 2 days ago from Tuesday this week, so go and check that out. For Geek Town Radio, Geek Town Radio, and the news over there, TV and film news. Also, check out the site itself for TV and film news posts and all those ongoings over there. And you can also find us on YouTube, Entertainment Talk Plays, for all of our video game stuff. Anyway, I'll see you for the triple, I guess, season premiere next week. See where we, again, I think it will be a good barometer of where, how the momentum of the season is going to go. So, looking forward to seeing what they're going to do. Anyway, I'll see you next week for the triple podcast. Just bear in mind, I won't be talking about every single line and scene and all that. It will be a, you know, off-the-cuff type one with the three episodes. Anyway, thank you for listening. And if you only listen to Gen V, I'll see you next week for that. Until then, anything else in the meantime, check that out, whatever, etc., etc. And I will see you next time. Goodbye.